like the conjugation which operates in the more highly substituted groups. So we're now looking at the carbocation carbon center. So that carbon's carrying a positive charge, and R is standing for the alkyl groups that are attached to that carbon center. Now this is the case where we've expanded out one of those alkyl groups. This is the CH3 group. And we're showing that the carbon-hydrogen sigma bond is able to push electron density into the vacant p orbital on the carbocation carbon center. So if we think about the situation here, that carbon then normally should have electrons in the pi cloud, but we've just broken that pi bond. We pushed both those electrons in to make the new bond. That means that we have got a orbital left behind that normally would be involved in making the pi bond, but it's got no electrons. So this is a vacant p orbital. So we're then pushing those electrons in. This is the weak overlap here. And from that, we delocalize the positive charge on the carbocation across all three of these hydrogens. Now that would mean then that the more of these methyl groups that are hanging off that carbon, the more delocalized the positive is. The more we delocalize the positive, the more stable the group. Okay. So it all makes sense. And I'm definitely expecting, if I'm giving you an unsymmetrical hydrogen halide and an unsymmetrical alkene, you work your way all the way through to there in terms of your explanation for why that reaction proceeds as it does. Okay, so you're going to go, it's on the basis of the stability of the carbocation, rationalized using Markovnikov's rule. And the reason for the different stabilities of carbocation is because of hyperconjugation, and a short explanation of how a hyperconjugation works. That's all. Yeah? All right.